Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. My theme for reflection is power made perfect in weakness. Power made perfect in weakness. Lent often begins with ambitious plans. We promise to pray longer, speak kinder, fast better, and become somehow more spiritual by sheer determination. Yet by the second week, many of us discover that self-improvement is harder than it looked on Ash Wednesday. Perhaps that is why Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 2, 1-5 feel so timely. He reminds us that a Christian life is not sustained by impressive effort, but by the quiet, cruciform power of God. When Paul arrived in Corinth, he faced a culture obsessed with rhetoric, philosophy, and spiritual spectacle, not unlike our own age, where eloquence, charisma, and even New Age spiritual techniques promise enlightenment through personal mastery. Today, people search for meaning in manifesting energy, curated mindfulness apps, or self-styled spiritual gurus who promise empowerment through secret knowledge. Paul, however, refuses to compete on those terms. He proclaims Jesus Christ and Him crucified, arriving not with polished superiority, but in weakness and fear and much trembling. The problem he addresses is subtle yet profound. When faith rests on human wisdom, it becomes fragile. When it rests on God's power, it endures. The Old Testament echoes this divine logic. In Zechariah 4, verse 6, the Lord declares, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit." Lent calls us back to this truth. We are tempted to build spiritual lives through techniques that promise control, yet the gospel invites surrender instead. Walter Brueggemann once observed that faith begins when we relinquish our illusions of control and receive life as a gift. Paul embodies this paradox. His ministry flourishes not through rhetorical brilliance, but through dependence on the Spirit. Now imagine two people beginning Lent. One creates a detailed spiritual routine, tracking every discipline like a fitness plan, becoming discouraged when perfection slips. The other quietly sets aside 10 minutes each morning to sit with Scripture, confess weakness, and ask for God's strength. The first approach reflects our culture's fascination with self-engineered spirituality. The second mirrors Paul's cruciform faith, humble, spirit-dependent, rooted in Christ, rather than technique. Over time, it is the second person who discovers a deeper peace, because their faith rests not on performance, but on grace. For us today, Lent is not about showcasing spiritual achievement, but about rediscovering the cross as the center of our lives. Paul's weakness is not failure. It is the space where God's power becomes visible. When we let go of the need to appear strong, clever, or spiritually advanced, we create room for genuine transformation. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might your spiritual life be relying more on personal effort or image than on God's power? Number two, how does focusing on Christ crucified reshape what success looks like during Lent? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Choose one moment of intentional vulnerability. Admit a weakness in prayer or conversation with a trusted person and invite God's Spirit to work through that honesty. Gracious God, during this Lenten journey, strip away our need to impress and teach us the wisdom of the cross. Help us to rest not in our strength, but in your Spirit's power. Shape our hearts to know Christ deeply, to embrace holy humility, and to live as witnesses whose faith rests only in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.